It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
We are in Book of Matthew, chapter 25. If you remember, last week we did 24 chapter, and 24 chapter was very complicated chapter, because in that chapter there was no clear cut about the church going up. There was only one passage about the trumpet sounding. When Jesus Christ was talking, there was no chapter. So 24 and 25, these two chapters, he is talking together. Because if you remember, disciples start asking, tell us the sign of your coming and the end of the world. And the disciples were taken aside on the Mount Olive, and he sat with them. There were no Sadducees, no Pharisees, nobody were asking questions. So Jesus Christ's disciples were asking the question, and he was answering them. Now, today we are studying 25 chapter, Matthew, from verse 1.
Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom.
Now, here the example is giving 10 virgins. And where are they going? They're going to meet the bridegroom. Now, when you say church, church is called the bride of Christ. In the church, there can be ladies and there can be gentlemen. But all together, we are called virgins. Go to the 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2.
For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
Chaste virgin to Christ. So that's what the church is all about. Revelation chapter 14, verse 4. There also we read about the virgins.
These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb.
See, these are the people called the virgins. Following the Lamb, walking with Christ, those are the called virgins. So now here we see there are 10 virgins. So go back to the Matthew, start reading from verse 2.
And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish.
Now here we see the 5 are wise, 5 are foolish. And so in the Word of God, who is wise? If somebody asks you, who is the wise according to the Word of God? The Bible says, the person who wins souls, that person is wise. Go to the Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 30.
The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that wins souls is wise.
He that wins souls, that person is wise. And so to soul winning, you have to be born again. You have to know the Word of God. And then only you can win souls. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, please read.
And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
How did he get wise? Studying the Word of God, reading the Word of God. And when you are born again, child of God, the Word of God said the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, or beginning of knowledge. So only godly people who are wise, winning souls. That's what he says. These 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. In the Bible, who are the foolish, do you know? The foolish are called who do not believe in God. The person says there is no God, that person is foolish. We have two scriptures, Psalm 14, verse 1.
The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good.
Okay, Psalm 53, verse 1.
The fool hath said in his heart, There is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good.
Now just think, these 10 virgins, 5 are wise, 5 are foolish. So we have to pretend the foolish ones are not godly. They are not even believers. They are not trusting in God. They are not living godly life. They even denying there is a God. And those kind of foolish people were there. The 5 wise, they were born again. They knew the word of God. And they were preaching the gospel. Even though I told you from the beginning, when they say virgins, the thing comes in your mind, the girls, right? But I prove it to you from the word of God, virgins means can be men and women. We are all virgins when you are born again. How became virgins? Because it says, once you are born again, child of God, and you do not defile yourself with the world, then you are virgin to the Lord. Then we are ready for the marriage. Okay, so here we found out these 2 virgins, 2 different groups. Okay, go back to Matthew chapter 25, verse 3.
They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him.
Now here you say, foolish ones took the lamp, no oil. That doesn't mean they had the oil and oil ran out. They did not take the oil. Now, when you take the lamp and don't take the oil, that lamb has no value. You cannot use it. There should be some oil. Other virgins, they took the lamb and the oil. Now somebody will say, the foolish were sleeping and the wise one were sleeping. How come the wise one got a chance to go? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9 and 10.
For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him.
See, we awake or we sleeping. The 9th verse we said, God has not appointed us for the wrath. Means when the church goes, then the tribulation starts. If we are not going, that means we are lost. So he says, if you are born again, you are sleeping, or you are awake, you will make it. Because they had the oil, they had the lamp, and they were wise, and they were born again, and they were waiting for the Lord. So the word of God says, you sleep or awake, you're going to make it. Because God is looking at your heart, not while you're sleeping when you are tired. Okay, go back to the Matthew chapter 25, starting from verse 6.
And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves.
Now see here, the foolish ones did not have the oil. And they're asking, can I borrow your oil? And so we will have the oil. So they said, we cannot give it to you, because if you give it to you, and then we will run out of the oil. So we cannot give it to you. So the point here is saying, if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you cannot give the Holy Spirit to somebody. Only God gives. And so here the word of God saying, midnight cry came, and then they went in. Okay, so verse 10.
And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut.
Okay. Now, what happens here, all these foolish ones, they go out, the wise ones, the door opens for them, and they come in, and the door is shut. When God shuts the door, nobody can open it. Do you know the time of Noah? He preaches 120 years. He said the rain is coming, and nobody believed it. When the rain start coming, the word of God says, God shut the door. Noah was not able to open, because some of Noah might have some friend too, but he could not save them. And so here the word of God says, the door was shut and nobody can open it. And now here we're saying, now the time for the marriage. And so that's what the Christians are waiting. Even though we say marriage, is not actually going to be marriage, but it's a spiritual meaning. And so let's go to the book of Revelation, chapter 19, and start reading from verse 7 to 9.
Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God.
Now here is the bride ready to meet the bridegroom, and the qualification is given, they are righteous. And the righteous people, how we got our righteousness? We got our righteousness by the blood of Jesus Christ. How we became the bride? We became the bride in the day of Pentecost. Because before the day of Pentecost, there was no church. Church established on the day of Pentecost. And so the Holy Spirit the person receives, that's the person is qualified to be bride. Now we saw here 10 virgins, 5 didn't have the oil, 5 had the oil. So oil represents the Holy Spirit. So now here we see for the marriage, the bride comes with the righteousness, with the oil. And he says there are some other people are invited. Those people also are blessed. Now somebody will say, who are the other people? If the bride is there, who are the other people are invited? Let's read St. John chapter 3 and verse 29.
He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom which standeth and heareth him rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled.
Now who is saying this? This my joy therefore is fulfilled. Who is saying? This is the John the Baptist. John the Baptist saying, I am not the bride. If you read a verse before that, he says, I'm not a Christ. He said, I'm not a Christ, I'm not a bride. And he said, who I am? I am the friend. And so, Jesus Christ said to his disciples, John the Baptist is greatest among all the people who were ever born. But there is someone who is least in the kingdom of God. He is greater than the John the Baptist. And so the John the Baptist doesn't come in the category of bride. And so he is a friend. If you take John the Baptist is greatest among all the prophets, then all other prophets has to come in the same category. You understand? Because if the John the Baptist is the greatest one, and he says, I'm not a bride, I'm the friend, so all other people, Old Testament people, call the friend of God. And so they will be invited in the wedding. Okay, now let's go back to the Matthew chapter 25, starting from verse 11.
Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not.
Well, somebody asked me a question. He says, if this is a Lord, and they're saying, Lord, Lord, and he says, I do not remember you. I do not know you. I don't know who you are. Then somebody says, why, God doesn't know these people? Is God lying or something? What is happening here? See how it happens. I'll give an example, then you know. Just think that you were a sinner and you were going to go to hell. You received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. and you ask forgiveness of your sins, what happens? You are a new man. You are a new creation. And so the old person is what? Is dead. You cannot call the old person. He's completely new. That means God is not going to recognize him as an old person, as a sinner. You understand? Now God is saying, you are a new man, you are a new creation. The same way, if somebody was in the Lord and followed the Lord for a while, did signs and wonders and miracles, and then turn around and say, I have nothing to do with Jesus, I'm not going to walk with him, and I'm going to walk away and do whatever I want to do. What happened? Completely turned around. Now he became like a sinner. Now God doesn't recognize him. God only recognizes the people who are born again, saved, and living for him. Because if somebody goes in a hell, God is not going to keep account of those people, how many are there and what they're doing. They are gone there, finished. And so here the word of God is saying, in this lady's came, he said, I don't know you. Now go to the book of Matthew, chapter 7, and start reading from verse 21 to 23.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
See now here what he's saying. If everyone says, Lord, Lord, and don't do the will of my Father, they are not going to go to heaven. This lady says, oh Lord, Lord, open the door. Not because they are saying, Lord, Lord, but as they were foolish. The foolish means sinners. They are not followers of Christ. God does not recognize them. And so he did not open the door for them. Verse 22.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
Now see what happens here. Somebody comes and say, hey, I went to church. I am ordained minister. I did signs and wonders. I had so many followers. And I did a lot of good works. Why can't you understand me? Why can't you recognize me? God said, I don't recognize you. Once the person is backslidden, once the person is completely going against Christ or doesn't recognize Christ, God does not remember those people anymore. I'll give you an example. Go to the St. John chapter 6 and start reading verse 66. When you're reading this, just keep in your mind what these people did. Okay.
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him.
Many of his disciples walked away from him and they never walked with him again. What does it mean? They didn't go for a couple of days and came back. They were with him. They were working with him. They did the signs and wonders and miracles. Who are those people? Now, if you remember, Matthew chapter 10, there were 12 people are chosen. Luke chapter 10, there were 70 were chosen. Now what happened in John chapter 6? Jesus Christ was saying, if you want eternal life, you have to eat my flesh and drink my blood. They said, oh, this is too hard. We don't want to hear this. And they walked away and never walked with Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ was crucified, those 70 people were not there. You don't see them at all after the resurrection. Even the Jesus Christ comes and he shows himself to the disciples, we see only 11 disciples. We don't see these disciples at all. Now, these people walked away and never walked with him again. And now the time of judgment, when Jesus Christ stands there and he says, hey, who are you? Get away from me. I do not remember you. I do not recognize you. That's what's going to happen. Okay, let's go back to the Matthew chapter 25, start reading from verse 13.
Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh.
Now when he says, watch therefore, what he's trying to say, as long as we are living in this world, there is a warning. Watch. There is a disaster coming. There is a time of trouble coming. And all of these signs are in the Word of God. God is warning us. But if you blindly don't listen and we keep on going the way we're going, then we are going to go through the tribulation. Book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 36. Why he said, watch, therefore, not only watching and praying.
Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
See, he says, watch therefore, and pray. What are the things are coming to this world? The tribulations and trials, and they are going to go to hell. Those are the things are coming. You should escape all those things. Pray and be worthy when Jesus Christ comes. Okay. Let's go back to the Matthew, chapter 25, verse 14.
For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth, and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh, and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine.
Now here he gives the example of the king going for journey. He says a far country. When Jesus Christ told his disciples, I'm going to go to heaven. I'm going to prepare a place for you. I will come back and then I'll take you with me. And whatever is mine is yours. But he says, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. And with the Holy Spirit, you got all 9 gifts. And not only that, he says in the St. John chapter 14, verse 12, whatever the miracles I did, you will do also, and you will do greater miracles than me. So that means he already gave the talents. He said, do according to your ability. And what he says, occupy until I come. Now the one person had 5, he made 5 more. Who had 2, he made 2 more. But if you see the reward, exactly what he says, the man who made 5, and exactly he says who made 2, it is not who made more or less, how their heart was doing the Lord's work. What God has given them talent. Whatever they got, they made more. But the other one, the person who has 1, he says he was afraid. He was afraid that he is going to lose it. And he was afraid that the boss is going to find me guilty. And he was afraid that I'm going to get the punishment. And so he said, I'm not going to use my talent. I'm going to dig a hole and bury it. And now in another gospel, he says, he put it in the handkerchief and he buried it. Now, if you know, handkerchief is for what? Handkerchief is for when you're working hard and you get a sweat, you wipe it off with a handkerchief. Now, if this man takes the handkerchief and put the talent in the handkerchief, dig the hole and put it there, that means he doesn't have to work. He doesn't have to sweat. He doesn't have anything to do. And so this is what it did. So that's why the Word of God is saying, when God has called you with a definite purpose, He has given you everything what you need to work for Him. There is nothing lacking when you are born again child of God. You can be just like Christ living on this earth. We are His hand, we are His feet, we are His body, and we are supposed to work on this earth for Christ's sake. But if we are not working, and not only that, see, when He gives the answer to His boss, what boss says to Him, let's go to the Matthew chapter 25 and start reading from verse 26.
His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents.
Now, some people will say, this king, this man is unjust. This man gave him a talent, he did not lose his talent, and he is giving him back what more he wants. But the Word of God says this man was not ordinary servant. The boss says you are wicked, and what? Means you are lazy, you do not want to work, and at the same time you are wicked. Now how come the wicked person got this talent? Somebody would say, God gives everyone chance to come to the kingdom of God. Even the Judas got a chance. Judah got a chance, and he was, the Word of God says, he was a thief, he was a robber, but God made him a treasurer. And still, he could not make it. And so, this man, not only wicked, he is a lazy man, and he cannot even live a godly life. The Word of God says, if you are not working, you should not be eating. But people don't like this. Lazy people, there is a Bible says in the Old Testament, one lazy person, he says, there is a lion on the street, that's why I don't want to go. There's no lion, but he doesn't want to go. And sometimes he puts his hand on the plate and he's so lazy to take it and put it in his mouth. That kind of lazy people are useless. King says, take it from and give it to the person who has 10. Somebody says, then don't you think this is wrong? This person now lost everything? Let's read a little bit further. Verse 29.
For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
See, not only taking his money and giving to the somebody, but this person is qualified to go to hell and spend his time in eternity in hell. God gave him money, just take it, do something. That means when God gives you a salvation, it's your duty to keep it.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.